Hi, I'm Kalani. Before I continue, please like and subscribe. You're going to want to stick around for this wild ride. I rubbed my swollen belly as I stared at my reflection in the bedroom mirror, 6 months pregnant and still trying to wrap my head around the fact that in just 3 months, I'd be someone's mom. Our little girl was already making her presence known with those swift kicks that kept me up at night. My phone buzzed on the nightstand. It was Marcus, my husband of 3 years, FaceTiming from his hotel room in Chicago. Hey, babe, how are my girls doing today? We're hanging in there. Your daughter decided 3 a.m. was the perfect time for gymnastics practice. Marcus laughed, his tired eyes crinkling at the corners. At 30, he was already making waves at his consulting firm, which meant frequent business trips like this 2-week stint in Chicago. I'm sorry I'm missing the dinner tomorrow. You sure you don't want to reschedule until I'm back? Your mom's been planning this for weeks. Besides, it's just dinner with your family. What could go wrong? You mean besides Jessica finding something to criticize about you? Remember our wedding when she said your dress made you look desperate for attention? Or my birthday when she gave me that weight loss book as a pre-pregnancy gift? Trust me, I haven't forgotten. Marcus's sister Jessica had made it her mission to remind me I wasn't good enough for her precious brother since day one. Her husband Travis was decent enough, but he never stood up to her. Then there was Diana, my mother-in-law, who pretended not to notice the tension, and Brendan, Marcus's younger brother, who was the only one who ever called Jessica out on her nonsense. "Have you decided if you're going to tell them about the name?" Marcus asked. I touched the small Hawaiian pendant around my neck, a gift from my grandmother before she passed. "I think so. Leilani was my grandmother's name. It means heavenly flower in Hawaiian. It's important to me that our daughter carries that piece of my heritage. It's beautiful, just like both my girls will be." After we hung up, I sat on our bed scrolling through my text messages. There was one from Jessica sent last week. "Hope you're considering family names for the baby. The Anderson tradition is important to Marcus, even if it isn't to you." I hadn't responded. What was the point? Nothing I said would ever be right in her eyes. The next evening, I stood in front of my closet, trying to find something that would fit comfortably over my bump, but still look nice enough to avoid Jessica's inevitable comments about my appearance. I settled on a flowy blue dress and some comfortable sandals. As I grabbed my purse and keys, I felt a flutter of anxiety. Something about tonight felt different. Maybe it was because Marcus wasn't here to run interference. Or maybe it was because sharing our daughter's name felt so personal, so important to me. "It's just dinner," I whispered to myself, locking the front door. What's the worst that could happen? If only I'd known then how that simple question would be answered. Diana's house smelled like pot roast and cinnamon when I arrived. Brendan was the first to greet me, pulling me into a gentle hug. "The mama-to-be has arrived. You look amazing, Ka." Diana emerged from the kitchen, wiping her hands on her apron. "Just in time. Travis and Jessica should be here any minute." As if on cue, the front door swung open. Jessica strode in wearing a designer dress that probably cost more than my monthly car payment. Travis trailed behind her carrying a bottle of wine. "We brought Cabernet." "Oh, sorry, Kalani. Guess you can't indulge these days." Jessica's smile didn't reach her eyes. Dinner started off surprisingly pleasant. Diana had outdone herself with the meal, and Brendan kept the conversation flowing with stories from his new job. "So, Kalani," Diana said, "how are those pregnancy hormones treating you? Any crazy cravings?" "Nothing too weird, just pineapple at 2 a.m. and pickle sandwiches." "Have you picked out names yet?" Travis asked. The table fell silent. I took a deep breath, fingering my grandmother's pendant. "Actually, yes, we're naming her Leilani. It was my grandmother's name and means heavenly flower in Hawaiian. It's really special to me to honor my heritage." Jessica's fork clattered against her plate. "Excuse me, Leilani? You can't be serious." "What's wrong with Leilani?" Brendan asked. Jessica's face flushed red. "That's the name I've picked out for my future daughter. I've had it chosen for years. Travis and I aren't even pregnant yet, and you're stealing our name." "I had no idea." "Of course you did. I mentioned loving that name at Christmas 2 years ago. You're doing this deliberately." Diana reached for Jessica's hand. "Honey, I'm sure Kalani didn't remember. Stop defending her. She's always trying to one-up me. Jessica turned to me, nostrils flaring. You know Anderson women traditionally use family names? But no, you have to push your culture over Marcus's family. That's not fair. Marcus loves the name. Marcus is just trying to keep you happy because you've trapped him with this baby. I stood up, shaking. I think I should go. Running away? Typical. You never fit in with this family and you never will. As I moved toward the door, Jessica lunged at me, shoving me hard against the dining room wall. My back hit with a thud that knocked the wind out of me. Jessica! Travis and Brendan both shouted, rushing to pull her away from me. I wrapped my arms protectively around my stomach, tears stinging my eyes. Both of you calm down, Diana said. Kalani, maybe you should consider another name. No need to make waves when Jessica's so attached to it. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I grabbed my purse and left without another word. In my car, I called Marcus, hands trembling as I explained what happened. I'm booking the next flight home, he said, fury evident in his voice. You can't leave your conference early. I'm okay, really. My phone buzzed with a text from Jessica as I drove home. Change the name or I'll make sure everyone knows what kind of person you really are. Another one followed. Your baby doesn't deserve that name. I'm not finished with this. That night, lying awake in bed, rubbing my belly to soothe my restless daughter, I made a decision. Jessica had pushed me around for the last time. This wasn't just about me anymore. It was about my daughter. And nobody messes with my child. The next morning, I met my best friend Mia at our favorite coffee shop. My hands were still shaking as I showed her the stream of threatening texts from Jessica. This is straight-up harassment, Ka. You know that, right? It gets worse. My cousin Leilani called me this morning. Apparently, Jessica's been messaging everyone in the extended family claiming I deliberately got pregnant to trap Marcus and that I'm trying to erase his family's traditions. Mia's eyes widened. That psycho needs to be stopped. You need to document everything. Already started. I pulled out my phone and showed her the folder I'd created with screenshots of all Jessica's messages. Good. Keep saving everything. And maybe consider recording your phone calls with her or Diana if your state allows it. 3 days later, Marcus came home early from his trip. I'd never been so relieved to see him walk through our front door. He held me tight, his hand protectively covering my belly. I've been thinking about this whole situation, he said as we sat on the couch. Maybe we could consider a compromise? Use Leilani as a middle name instead? Just to keep the peace with my family? I pulled away from him. Are you serious right now? Your sister physically assaulted me, your pregnant wife, and you want me to compromise? I'm not saying what she did was okay. Then what are you saying? That we should reward her tantrum? That's exactly what she wants. I just don't want this turning into an all-out war while you're pregnant. The stress isn't good for you or the baby. I showed him my phone. It's already a war, Marcus. Look at what your sister's been saying about me to everyone who will listen. His face darkened as he scrolled through message after message. When he got to the ones threatening our daughter, something changed in his expression. You're right. No more compromises. What do you need me to do? The next day, we installed security cameras around our house after I noticed Jessica's SUV driving slowly past our house twice in one morning. You think I'm being paranoid? I asked as Marcus mounted the final camera. After everything she's done? Not at all. 2 nights later, our investment paid off. The alert chimed on our phones around midnight. On the screen, we watched Jessica approach our mailbox with a spray can, writing "Name Thief" in jagged red letters. Got you, Marcus whispered, saving the footage. The next morning, Diana called. Kalani, dear, I heard what happened with your mailbox. Such a shame. Yes, it is, especially since your daughter did it. Now you don't know that for sure. Look, this has gone far enough. Can't you just be the bigger person here? Choose another name and put this all behind us? I have video of Jessica vandalizing our property, Diana. Would you like me to send it to you, or should I just take it straight to the police? Silence hung between us for several seconds. Think about what you're doing to this family, she finally said before hanging up. That evening, Marcus and I sat at our kitchen table. The baby shower invitations spread out before us. Everyone will be there next Saturday, I said. Jessica, Travis, your mom, all our friends and extended family. Marcus nodded, a determined look in his eyes. The perfect opportunity to show everyone exactly who Jessica really is. You sure you're ready for this? It's your family. You and Leilani are my family, and it's time everyone understood that. Our living room was transformed with pastel decorations and welcome baby girl banners for the shower. Mia had outdone herself organizing everything while I focused on our plan. Jessica arrived fashionably late, making a grand entrance with an enormous gift wrapped in designer paper. Sorry, everyone. Had to make sure I got my niece something special. The shower progressed with games and food. Diana kept shooting me nervous glances while Jessica played the role of doting Aunt to be perfectly. Open mine next, Jessica insisted during gift opening. Inside was a baby blanket with Baby Anderson embroidered on it. No first name. I figured you're still deciding on a name, right? Her smile was sugary sweet. Actually, we're still very set on Leilani, Marcus replied, squeezing my hand. Jessica's smile tightened. Such a shame to break family traditions for a name that's just so ethnic. The room grew uncomfortable. Marcus nodded at me. It was time. Before we continue, I want to thank everyone for coming to celebrate our daughter, Leilani. Unfortunately, not everyone has been supportive of our choice. Marcus wheeled in the TV we'd set up earlier. We have something we need to share with all of you. What is this, a slideshow? Jessica laughed nervously. The screen flickered to life with the dinner scene at Diana's house, captured from my phone in my purse. Everyone watched in stunned silence as Jessica screamed at me, then physically shoved me against the wall. That's not... You edited that, Jessica sputtered. Marcus switched to the security footage of Jessica spray-painting our mailbox. Gasps filled the room. Aunt Elaine covered her mouth in shock. Travis stared at his wife, face pale. There's more. I picked up my phone. I've documented weeks of harassment, threats, and lies Jessica has spread about me to many of you. You manipulative little... Jessica lunged at me, but Brendan and Travis caught her arms. Don't make this worse, Travis hissed at his wife. Marcus already had his phone out. I'm calling the police. This ends now. You can't be serious, Diana cried. Mom, she assaulted Kalani twice now while pregnant. This isn't a family squabble anymore. The police arrived within minutes. Jessica was escorted out, screaming threats the entire way. Travis followed, his face a mask of embarrassment and shock. The next week was a whirlwind of legal proceedings. We secured a restraining order against Jessica, and she faced assault charges that resulted in community service and mandatory anger management. Diana showed up at our door 3 days after the shower, eyes red from crying. I should have protected you. I was so busy trying to keep peace that I enabled Jessica's behavior. I'm truly sorry, Kalani. I appreciate that, Diana. But we need time and real change, not just words. 2 months later, after 18 hours of labor, our perfect little Leilani entered the world with a powerful set of lungs and her father's eyes. As we settled into life as parents, we established clear boundaries. Diana was allowed supervised visits, which eventually became more regular as she proved herself trustworthy. Brendan became Leilani's favorite uncle. Travis divorced Jessica 6 months after the incident, unable to look past her behavior. As for Jessica, she moved to another state after the restraining order became permanent. She sent a tear-stained apology letter once, which we promptly returned unopened. On Leilani's first birthday, surrounded by those who truly loved and supported us, I watched my daughter giggle as she smashed cake in her hair. She wore a tiny pendant with her name in Hawaiian, a perfect reminder that standing up for yourself and your family isn't just important, it's essential. Some people don't deserve second chances. Some bridges are meant to stay burned. That's the end of Kalani's story. What would you have done if you were in Kalani's position? Would you have publicly exposed Jessica at the baby shower or handled it privately? And do you think some family members, like Jessica, truly don't deserve second chances? Or should forgiveness always be an option? Share your thoughts in the comments below. If you enjoyed this revenge story, please hit that like button and subscribe for more stories like this one. Your support helps our channel grow, and we'd love to hear your experiences dealing with toxic family members.